Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Okay, so you know when you're scrolling online, maybe late at night, and you stumble across something that just feels, well, off.
Uh-huh. Like a digital ghost story.
Exactly. Like a glitch in the Matrix, almost. I fell down this this rabbit hole, kind of like those weird TikTok investigations you see.
Oh, yeah. What was this one about?
It was about this this influencer, but way back, like 1922.
An influencer in 1922. Okay, interesting framing.
Yeah, well, a well-known figure apparently checked into this really old historic hotel downtown New York, and he was, you know, documenting everything, the whole roaring 20s scene, the fancy room.
With photos and things, like an early travel blogger.
Pretty much, using like the tech they had then, photos, maybe even some early film clips. But here's where it gets weird. The actual glitch.
Okay, I'm listening.
In every single picture he took inside the hotel room, there's a door in the background.
A door, okay.
Yeah, and it's clearly marked. Number 713.
713.
Now, my first thought, totally staged, you know, just making up a story for attention, like an urban legend.
Right. That's the skeptical take. Create a mystery. Get people talking.
But then the detail. This hotel, it only had 6 floors.
Okay. That's the problem.
Right. So where does room 713 come from?
Exactly. A 7th floor room number in a 6-story building appearing only in photos. That immediately makes it stranger than just a prank. It suggests something else is going on. Maybe a cover-up, or just something genuinely odd about the place.
That's where my head went too, because it wasn't just that there was a door, it was the details in the photos.
What kind of details?
Well, this door, 713, it always had this, like, faint, flickering light above the number.
Flickering.
Yeah. And even creepier, people who've apparently analyzed these old photos, they swear you can just make out, like, a shadow behind a tiny crack in the door, like someone's standing there.
Whoa. Okay. Flickering light, a shadow.
Uh-huh.
But only in the pictures.
Only in the pictures. He was adamant, apparently, that when he looked at that wall in the room, there was just wall, no door.
That specificity, the light, the shadow, it adds this narrative layer, doesn't it? It's harder to just brush off as like a simple photo artifact or trick.
So understandably, our 1920s influencer is getting a bit freaked out by this point.
I would be too.
So he goes downstairs, finds the front desk clerk, shows him the photos. You know, look at this. What is this door 713?
And the clerk's reaction.
This is key.
Yeah.
The story goes, the clerk just went white, like totally pale, and immediately, urgently told the guy, you need to delete those photos right now.
Delete them. No explanation.
Nope. Just get rid of them. Which, of course,
fuels the whole cover-up idea you mentioned.
Totally. It shifts from weird glitch to hotel hiding something. Why else react like that? Unless there's some history, some reason they don't want anyone seeing that door.
Right. Maybe something happened connected to a room 713, even if it doesn't officially exist on the guest floors anymore. Or maybe never did.
Exactly. So this influencer, he's not just going to delete the evidence, obviously. He's intrigued now. He decides to investigate.
Makes sense.
He heads up to the 6th floor, the top floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he starts looking around, maybe pokes into areas guests aren't supposed to be. And he finds it tucked away. A service staircase.
Okay. Not on the main guest plan.
Right. So he follows it up, and at the very top, what do you think he finds?
Don't tell me.
An old, heavy-looking iron door.
No.
Yep. And crudely marked on it, maybe scratched or painted, 713.
So there was a physical door. It wasn't just a photographic ghost.
It seems like it, which makes the whole thing even weirder. It's like the photos weren't creating it, but somehow capturing something hidden, something real but concealed.
A physical counterpart to the anomaly.
Mm.
But why would a service stair lead to a numbered room above the top floor? That layout makes no architectural sense for a standard hotel. Unless maybe it's part of an older structure, something built over or around.
Could be. So naturally, he wants proof. Proper proof this time. He tries to film the door.
Video evidence. Smart.
Gets out his first camera, tries to film the footage. Completely corrupted. Unusable.
Technical glitch. Old equipment.
Maybe. But then he tries again. Different camera entirely. Same result. Corrupted file. Nothing usable showing the door.
Okay, twice. With different cameras, that's less likely to be coincidence. It starts to sound like some kind of interference.
Right. Like something around that door just messes with recording technology.
Electromagnetic fields.
Yeah.
Some kind of weird energy. Or something else.
Yeah.
It's very strange that it only affects attempts to record that specific door.
And then, okay, this is the part of the story that really gets under your skin.
Hold on.
He's standing there, right? In front of this iron door, 713. He reaches out, maybe just thinking about trying the handle.
Yeah.
Doesn't even touch it. And the handle, it turns.
On its own.
On its own.
Okay, now we're moving beyond just weird photos and glitches into something interactive, almost physical phenomenon.
Exactly. And then silence for a moment. And then he hears it from the other side of the door.
Here's what?
Just breathing.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Like someone is right there on the other side.
Yeah.
And then a whisper. Story says it was clear as day.
What did it say?
You've taken too many photos.
Wow. Okay. That's direct and menacing.
Right. It implies awareness. Like whatever or whoever is behind that door knew about the photos and didn't like it.
It changes the whole dynamic again. It's not just a passive mystery anymore. It's active, potentially hostile. Was it, you know, supernatural? Or just someone hiding who didn't want to be found? The whisper is chilling either way.
It really is. And the whole story, true or not, you know, urban legend or whatever, it sticks with you. It makes you think about something else entirely.
What's that?
All the pictures we take now, selfies especially, millions of them every day. We just think of them as, you know, reflecting what's there, capturing us, the background, that moment.
Passive record of reality. Yeah.
But what if? What if they're not always passive? What if this story, however weird, taps into something else?
You mean, what if the act of taking a photo, especially a selfie, does more than just reflect?
Yeah. What if somehow these digital images, these self-portraits, are capable of, I don't know, capturing things differently, maybe even revealing aspects of reality that are usually hidden?
That's a fascinating thought. Like the focus of the lens, the intention behind the capture, could it inadvertently pierce a veil? Shows something lurking just outside our normal perception.
Maybe. Could our endless stream of selfies be subtly documenting layers of existence we just don't notice day to day? Things hiding in plain sight or just behind a metaphorical door?
It certainly puts a different spin on just snapping a picture, doesn't it?
It really does. Makes you pause and think next time you point that camera at yourself. What else might be in the frame? Just out of focus. Something to chew on.